Hi, everybody. Welcome to Film Sack Special Commentary Edition. That's right. It's not your normal Film Sack. It's a time for us to sit down together with you. Put these in your ear holes and sit down with us and watch an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian. That's Brian. That's Randy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
See, everyone can just do it once.
We're all crammed together.
Yeah,
really
cool. all one big hello.
God, scooch over just a little bit. There's like room on the side of the couch. Right? Just a tiny bit.
Well, Brian, you're not wrong with the comparison. This is kind of what this is like. We all kind of hang out together in a virtual way and watch a thing together that sucks. And this year, or this thing today is season. So here's what you want to do, people. You want to go to season 7, the final season of Star Trek The Next Generation on Netflix or wherever you've got it. DVDs are fine, whatever. Cue it up to episode 19. This is late in that season. 19. And you want to pause it as soon as you start to see people on the screen. As soon as it starts to fade up, there's like a African-American officer walking with a white dude.
Who's obviously had something bad from the replicator.
Yeah, he looks sick or something.
He's wearing a sleeveless sweater.
Yep, she's got her Nexus 7 there in her hand.
He had a tea Earl Grey lukewarm, and it was
lukewarm. Not good.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea. So pause it there. Come back to the show. So pause us, then go do that. Pause that there. Come back to us, unpause us, and then we'll get going. All right. So now you've unpaused us. Welcome back. It's good to see everybody again. Let's go ahead and get ready to hit this play. We'll watch this together and enjoy some bad Star Trek together. So here it goes. Everyone, unpause on the number one. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Didn't
work for me very fast. I'm probably a little behind.
Why is Riker leaning over? She doesn't give him a prostate exam.
They always have him in funny positions because he's so tall.
Right.
So the
is that why he's always airing out his crotch? Oh my god!
Whoa! He got attacked.
Oh, what's this?
He was rolling around in something that she was describing that.
If we should have shut up, we would have heard, right?
Well, that wouldn't be any fun for a commentary track now.
Kool-Aid's almost done.
Mad Murdock's thinning hair is getting to the point where he can't really do that comb over anymore.
And so my understanding is we hadn't seen Barclay in a while, right?
Right. We're getting into the second half of the last season where we start to have these episodes that bring characters back for one more hurrah.
Yeah. Look how fat that communicator thing is.
That's a pretty detailed too.
Oh no, those things are cool. Although, isn't she holding it upside down?
It's hard to say.
Or maybe he was. Look, it looks like a giant StarTAC phone. Remember those?
Yeah, right? It does.
Oh my!
The flip thing.
Yeah.
So Barclay's hypochondria is of importance.
It's kicking in big time.
Yeah.
Now, for people to remember what the deal was with this season, this episode was all about everyone de-evolving into their earlier states, whatever they evolved from.
Right.
You know, Data's going to become like Game Boy.
Spoiler.
Did I spoil it all ahead? Is it because the cat has something to do with it? I can't remember.
That's actually Deanna Troi has devolved.
Yeah.
I love how they just... They just pretended to carry the cat in. The cat was already placed there.
Right.
They shot it so that you would think he was carrying the cat.
Oh, that's great.
I've been drugged.
Poor cat.
Oh, and Riker's in a new funny position over there.
He is. He's enjoying that.
There he is again. Look, I'm just going to watch Riker. No, right? Look at him.
Lay down.
I can't not look at him.
It's amazing.
It's the most interesting thing on screen.
Wow. Oh, have you been to Dragon Con recently?
Someone's sound is coming through. It's kind of fun.
It's me, sorry, and it's a little delayed.
Yes, okay. Her hair looks really good.
Yeah, I agree.
There's
some seasons where her hair ain't that great. This one, it's great.
She looks lovely.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great in general. Look at her.
Oh, look
she
at that.
Beautiful, yeah. Barclay, you look terrible next to her.
They finally figured out her makeup and her hair and everything in season 7.
Yeah, took long enough.
Well, they weren't writing, so why not?
Riker's like, I had a bunch of things sticking out of my back. And now he's walking out. Oh, she had an Asian nurse. I forgot all about her.
Oh, Spot's pregnant?
How?
From another cat. Well, she was saying, do you want to know the sex of the babies?
Yeah, well, they actually say in here that there's other cats on board, and cats are really good at.
I have never seen a cat in any previous episode.
Other cats, right, exactly. And
as far
what, does he just let it roam around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Computer, where's the cat? Deck 5, room C.
Licking its anus.
Yeah.
Licking his anus under the bar in 10-4.
Wonderful. Ooh, intro.
Yeah, Spot is only in like 4 episodes, but...
Is that true overall?
Yeah.
No, I figured it was more than that for some reason.
Oh, really? Is that it? Jeez.
Yeah, it seems like it was always a topic or a tropey thing they would pull out and
do. Have Jordy watch Spot while he was on vacation.
You think they'll redo these eventually, these intros, like they did for the original series?
Maybe. I don't think they look too bad still. I think they look all right.
Ooh, no, but I just noticed how the stars move on the inside of the rings.
They did. I saw that.
Differently from the outside of the rings. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's weird.
I stand corrected, by the way. I just looked it up. Spot appeared in 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Okay. 10 episodes.
That's a good high-low. Like, how many episodes did Spot appear?
Yeah, that would have been some fine trivia right there.
And that actually includes mentions. So Spot may have appeared in quite a few, but it was mentioned 10 times total.
How many episodes to get a SAG card?
Wait, Patrick Stewart is this? That new show.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart. By the way, Patrick Stewart's interview on WTF with Mark Maron was excellent.
Oh.
Absolutely worth listening to. The latest one up there. He's a very charming individual, that guy.
Really?
Is Michael Dorn's new show started yet? When's that supposed to come out?
For the last 15 years.
Right.
It's, I don't think it's ever going to happen. He's never going to get
Everybody Hates Worf?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
And Worf.
poor Michael Dorn.
Down by the Worf, it's called.
No, but he was a guest judge on Face Off a few weeks ago.
What's Face Off?
It's the Sci-Fi Channel reality show about makeup artists.
Oh, I never saw any of that.
It's really good. It's
I meant to see it. I never did. I didn't have cable then. I was an unplugger, and they weren't making it easy to get.
Your shower.
Oh, no. What's this? Best. I'm flying through
That one's got a giant worm in it.
I hope nothing is living out here. Kind of screws the prime directive, doesn't it?
You and between you and Ibbot, the best Picard non-impressions ever. Yeah, he was really interesting on the episode, I thought.
I'll have to listen
to it. Very thoughtful.
It's a bizarre
man.
Angle. Why'd they shoot from this angle?
I don't know. You know, we've learned anything from selfies, it's never take a low angle.
Well, and it made the actors put their chins on their chest, which is just doesn't look
errant,
nice.
Errant. Should we be concerned?
Sorry, put a little too much English on that one. Photon torpedo is without honor.
Without
This is when everyone looks like a badass, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Late seasons.
Late seasons look great. There's better lighting. I don't know. They're not afraid to get a little dark.
Mm-hmm. I really screwed up.
Yeah, I can't think of another TV show where, you know, the difference between the first season and the last season is so dramatic.
So pronounced, yeah.
Like, hold you look on. At Seinfeld. I know you're going to come up with some examples, and I'm going to say, oh, yeah, okay, that's a good example.
If you look at Friends first and last episode,
they didn't get around there so fast.
Pretty bad.
Well, you don't want to look at the pilot, though. That Friends pilot is very different than the second episode.
Well, yeah.
But, like, obviously... Yeah. Some shows don't change at all, like The Simpsons, but
right.
But it's just
go back and watch season one of The Simpsons. Yeah. That is a very different show.
And Family Guy, even like season one to season four. Is
the art style changes. Difference. The voice actors don't quite have their cadence yet. Like, I think it's just true of everything.
If you watch the first episode of The Simpsons, it actually looks better. The one that was released than the ones that are like the second one.
Yeah.
Oh yes, totally. Mm-hmm.
But
But just
I'll offer up the new Battlestar Galactica as incredibly consistent.
I completely agree. Completely agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Other than some, you know, some aging from the miniseries, especially to the end of the season.
Now we know who got the cat pregnant.
Give her some tongue, why don't you?
Damn. Right.
Ugh, don't get that close. Ugh.
Get a carpet covered room.
the person who's changed the hardest is Data. He just looks old.
Well, yeah, he was. Brent Spiner was already kind of old, wasn't he? He was like
got that got those very red eyelids.
You would too if you had to wear all that makeup.
I would. You're right.
He's one of the older cast members. Not as old as Picard, but he's old.
Yeah, Spot doesn't look fat enough to be pregnant.
Yet.
Oh, they're giving Barkley lines and purpose. It's so friendly.
My favorite part of the interview with him was how much he appreciated his Star Trek time. He's not Shatner about it at all. He's like, yeah, right. It's why I have a career. I'm grateful for every minute I spent on that show.
By the way, Data just said that there are 12 male cats on board.
There you right. go.
None of them fixed. Apparently, didn't realize.
Apparently, no. No. Bob Barker has not had an influence right. in the 23rd century.
Come on down.
Let's see. Oh, he's even got yarn.
Yeah.
And a syringe.
She's pregnant.
What's the syringe for?
You guys, the carpeted and velour future. I can't wait.
and the potted plants.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Make sure you notice all the fake potted plants in this episode.
Riker. He's so sensitive.
Is this the definition of chewing up scenery? Is that what Riker does?
He does. He's the best. Yeah. As the years have gone by, I love him more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's there. I didn't pick up on the subtleties of like this cocky beard man that you get now.
Yeah.
He's my hero.
Oh, yeah. He was on Face Off, too.
The sequel?
The guest is the TV show as a guest.
Ooh. Calamari.
These are
is that Kaplak?
Oh right, he and
I forgot about that.
They have a relationship going on.
They're starting.
Does that
to.
Affect Riker? Does yeah. Riker get pissed about
no,
that?
No, they go into it in depth in the final in the finale.
Right.
Yeah, and the season in general. You're right, but
over the final season, these two are a thing.
Eventually, they get married. Remember, because in Nemesis,
right,
they get married
right later in Nemesis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe she can show us the sexy way to eat an octopus tentacle.
Well, we already know the sexy way to make a
hot chocolate.
To curl your bangs down.
Oh, she's turned funny. Into a fish, isn't she?
She's just feeling funny.
Oh, that's right, because she's thirsty, and he's looking. He's a maniac.
She's got that not so fresh feeling.
Ooh,
Oh.
Oh. Worf, what are you doing, buddy?
Any trouble?
Yeah, he's turning into a primal.
I can't look at this. I can't watch him eat that.
No.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh.
Let there be a Riker in the background of this that I can watch.
Ew. Oh, do you remember the ELR skit I made out of this? It's this episode.
Oh, where is it?
Yeah, where he burps and I edited it all together. Funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Do you really just... So when you have caviar, I've always had caviar and you just put it like on a cracker and then you put some right. other things on it. Do you actually just eat it like a spoon, like you're eating a Jello pudding?
Only when you're turning into a fish, dude. Right. I think she's turning into her fish.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, so we're going to get a water level in this episode of
TNG. A water level? That's awesome. Oh. He just ripped his blanket. Man, Worf just went Hulk Hogan on that blanket.
Right. Look at that hair, man. He's lovely.
I love
his potted long plant. Hair. Potted fig plant. Oh,
I love the long hair.
What
Worf.
Is he doing? And why are all the lights on already? He
He's
was sleeping.
Going full chaka.
That carpet is so
look at
ugly.
How many spotlights the guy has in his quarters.
Right.
What?
Ooh, look at those nails. That is not pretty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dorn.
I do like that he has a two-piece pajama set.
Yeah.
That's true, dude.
Is that what those things are made out of? What crappy beds.
Yeah, that right. suck.
The sleep number.
Sleep number? Your sleep number is fail.
What's he doing, making a little nest?
Oh, the floor.
That's better.
Is there a bird's nest in his bed as well? What is that?
He's spooning it.
Mm.
It was odd.
Commercial.
So, in the middle of the night, everyone else is awake in engineering.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, late shift. And more bending over by Riker.
Oh, and this is when Barkley starts spazzing out and itching himself. Twitchy.
Always. No, he always has these ticks. He, yeah. he
But this is intense now. Look at him. Just
look at why is yours pink?
Check out this 3DS.
No, it's rose gold.
It's rose gold.
Yeah.
You got the Zelda? Blind? Look at the color. Oh, never mind.
So Jordy should be having the same. Everybody, all the humans should be having the same de-evolution, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, why aren't they?
Just give it time, Scott Johnson. Right. My gosh.
Are they all cavemen at one point?
Give it time.
How controversial.
By the way, Jordy put down that 3DS because with his visor, 3D messes with him.
I know. I can't do it.
Yeah. No more Animal Crossing for him.
Before I got my surgeries, I couldn't use it at all.
You know, Data would
typical.
Play.
Woman's always cold.
Well, I'm about to say, you can't be touching the thermostat. The captain would be pissed.
Who changed this to 72? I told you.
That's put on it. A sweater.
Our lithium crystals will be depleted in a week.
They've only been dating for a few days, and they're bickering and bickering already.
He's sweating.
He's sweating.
Spritzing all over the place.
Checking his mustache sweat.
This is after, by the way, after her achieving status to command the bridge.
Oh, right.
So that's what bypassing does.
Wasn't that also a season 7 development?
Yeah, she takes a test to become a bridge officer.
I remember that. This makes me want to watch Star Trek. I haven't seen episodes in a while. Kind of in the mood. My StarTech phone is...
Low bat.
Low bat? What's that mean?
Once again, I'm sorry for being hung up on this, but what are all these lights doing?
Nothing.
They're coming down from above, up from below.
You're making it look sciency. What do you want?
It just must have been horrible.
Who are these guys? I don't even know these guys. This is third shift.
It's the Clay and Vance of the ship.
Yeah, this is the this is all post Wesley, so we don't have him at all.
Right. But I mean,
actually,
even Data's
in actually he does. Like I say, he does have an episode in the final season.
Yeah,
Wesley comes back.
Yeah, I don't recognize anybody on the.
How come the other humans aren't going dumb? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, he's not going dumb yet either.
He is. He's not remembering anything.
I guess he's.
He's like what?
Wait. Nothing's wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with me.
She just can't get enough fish water.
I love this. The smoke is supposed to be steam.
I need snoo snoo.
I know what it is. She's she's the natural prey of his animalistic, like.
Yeah. Right. Owie.
Dude.
Oh. Face.
Love nibble. Ooh.
Love nibble.
Whoa, that scar left a mark, dude.
Yeah.
I want one of those blankets.
Dude, it looks like she was bit by a shark.
Or a Klingon.
What?
Get some Neosporin on that thing quick. And why isn't Dr. Crusher turning into a cavewoman?
Give it time.
I just don't know why Riker first.
Scott, you're used to episodes of TV shows that progress really quickly.
Right.
I guess so.
That get to the action.
Diarrhea.
Nausea.
Looks like the side of his chin is about to have some diarrhea.
Right. Has a Klingon ever had nausea?
What's going on over there?
Right, yeah, no kidding.
Don't touch me.
Nausea has no honor. The thing on his side of his cheek there, that's part of his thing. He starts getting scales.
Okay.
And big, like,
plated.
He gets,
so she just noticed it now on the side.
Yeah. He starts getting plated, like, armor kind of stuff. Mm.
It's funny because if he was going to devolve, he should look like the lumpless Klingons from TOS.
Yeah.
All right.
His Fu Manchu should grow out on its
exactly.
own.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He should start speaking in, you know, very clear.
What? Thank God. I did not even know Klingons did that.
That's a new Superman power there.
It's like an acid spray. Ooh, look at
that. We should have saved this for Halloween.
Yeah. That was terrible.
I am totally freaked right now.
Look at that 90s ass ship.
What is he? Why is he standing like that? What is up with that?
I'm
he's
telling
doing
you.
Some lunges.
Just airing out my crotch.
Something's going on in his genital region.
Why isn't Barkley turning into a caveman yet?
His crotch is.
Oh, this has got to end. You know what? This is great, though. I'm loving it.
God.
Oh. It's so bad.
Cavemen are tired and sleepy.
Seriously, it feels like it was directed by someone who was blind.
Was this episode all,
directed by Joity.
Was Ronald Moore still on board here? Season 7? He was, I think. Oh, no. Or is he off doing DS9 by now? I think he was.
Oh.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So I think maybe that may be part of this. They lost their best writer.
Yeah.
So much talking. Worf just spit in Crusher's face. What are you talking about right now?
Barclay, dude. Spring all over the ship. It's his territory now.
This is mine. This is mine.
Oh my gosh. I don't remember.
Where's Picard? What did they already talk about?
Where Riker, no remember.
Rick Picard was there earlier. He just popped in briefly, though.
Yeah, maybe he said, you know, I'm going to be out of this episode. This is shit.
This is terrible.
This is oh, is he on this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably would knew if it had listened.
Oh, because he comes back and is normal and is shocked to find everything all jacked up.
Yeah. They had to go grab the torpedo that Worf screwed.
Yeah, he's like me at Dragon Con. He didn't go, and right. Everyone else got sick.
Exactly. The Dragon Con episode of TNG.
Him and the robot.
Do robots need arm hair? I'm just curious.
Well.
Because he has lots of it.
Yeah, he does. He wants to be more human, Brian.
Wee. Somebody straighten the ship out.
See, now that's funny because they're always talking about how come these ships are never in jacked up positions.
Yeah. Up and down. Yeah.
But that's actually more accurate right there.
Mm-hmm.
You would come upon it in a weird angle. Oh no. The ship is in a strange position compared to what it should be in space. I thought we all agreed.
Boy, you really want him to be Sean Connery, don't you?
Mm.
Yes.
Computers must really suck in the future in Star Trek because they're always having to take everything manually. Ooh, look, somebody had been stacking those poorly. Wow.
Yeah, the lights are down.
This is a great way to do some exposition.
Why are
though?
The lights down? The lights are in weird places all over the ship, except here, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
Right. They don't have a dimmer switch in the conduits.
Everything is built like a hotel lobby in Next Generation.
By the way, do you remember in 1992 wanting those flashlights so
bad? I do.
Bad?
I want them now.
I've seen replicas. You can get them made.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why were they so cool? What about those flashlights?
They're not
so
cool at all. They're obnoxious. They're hard to use. They can't store them very well on your belt. You don't have pockets in space, so I think they're a terrible design.
Why do people see something dripping? Do they take so long to look up to see where the source of the dripping is coming from?
It's a great trope.
Where is this drip coming from?
Seriously, those lights are inconvenient and
they totally are
impractical.
Yeah.
You would totally drop them like 20 times.
Where are you going to put them when you're done?
Lay them flat, face down. That makes sense.
Yeah, but where? I'll be on the bridge momentarily. I've got to take these to my ready room and put them in the light holders.
You just teleport them somewhere.
I remember feeling when this first aired that this was kind of their horror movie episode.
Mm.
There were several, but this is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't the one where they shot the guy in the head until it exploded? That was supposed to be kind of horror-like in season 2 or whatever it was.
I don't think it's Sub Rosa would have been their Halloween episode.
Sub Rosa, oh, yeah, that's right. Sub Rosa, yep.
Ew. That's Worf skin.
Somebody's shedding.
This is the strangest condom I've seen on the ship.
Why does this smell like Yeoman Rand?
Captain, why are you so familiar with her scent?
Whoa. Sound design.
Who devolved into a pig?
Got that sound design, yo.
That would be Chief O'Brien.
Yeah.
He turned into a leprechaun. He's running around the ship with a pot of gold.
Don't jizz touch all over it. The dogs. Right?
Taste don't it. Taste it.
Don't taste it.
Taste the oily. Is this the fish room? This is the fish room, isn't it?
Uh-oh. Door's broke.
Why would the door be broke?
Because there's two guys on the side who forgot their cue.
What? But I don't understand.
They devolved into roadies.
If people stop manning their stations, everything breaks down immediately?
Yep, and the ship starts floating around.
That's what I said. This computer sucks.
Starts rotating in space. This is great. Yeah, this is her. This is her fish thing, and she has gills. I remember this.
Oh, jeez.
Deanna Gills. She's dead. No.
Pull her
just
out.
Kidding. Ooh.
Look at her fingers, like War of the World fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that.
English,
yeah.
English data.
What is...
Oh, man.
It kind of freaked me out when I first saw it, though. And now it's just making me
so
laugh.
Nasty.
We worked an hour on that hand. You get it in the frame.
Look at her big... her gill.
Yeah.
Don't touch her.
It's like Waterworld.
I suspect.
Oh, that's a wound.
There you go.
And we're going back down.
Well.
Get that nasty hair over there is disgusting. Right. With the towel and.
Ugh, gross.
How is Picard so calm in this moment?
It was a clog. Poured from the drain.
It appears that Deanna has gone full Brazilian.
Oh, he is burnt in that console. Up.
Yeah, he apparently exudes fire from his nipples.
That's it looks like. Coy and Vance are dead.
Ugh.
Oh, yep. Look at that chest hair.
Well, he was expendable.
Yeah. That's a Worf. That's a Worf thing.
Eee. And he looks kind of cross-eyed.
Once again, notice how all the electronics in the background are failing.
Yeah.
Like, man, this is a fragile ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that just like...
We need you to sit here and go cross-eyed for an hour right. While we block this shot.
I can do a cross-eyed.
Don't worry, your face won't stay that way.
Oh, great. Someone's a spider. Great. Just great.
Who's been messing with the damn thermostat?
Someone's a spider, but that's all the webbing they could produce right there.
I sprayed for this before I left. So you think the guy got attacked before the ship went to crap? Must have, because he wouldn't still be sitting there, right?
Well, no, he could be. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, well, everybody's changed out here. I'm just going to go to my post anyway, alone on the bridge and pilot stuff.
Yeah.
In the dark with flickering lights.
Right. It's time for my shift.
And then he sat down and fire shot out of his nipples.
Yep. Which is what you want. Uh-oh.
No, he hasn't washed his hands yet.
Oh, someone with some sense to actually get a phaser out. Thank you.
Is that what oh, yeah. I forgot how dumb the phasers are.
Oh, not my ready room.
I'm the captain. I'm the captain.
This is where, this is where Riker's going to be flipping off the thing. Watch for this.
Yeah. Is he humping his chair? What's he doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's trying to eat my fish.
Watch it.
Nom, 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 nom. Ooh.
Oh, he turned into Luis Guzman.
There it is.
Oh, he's the bird. There's the bird. You were right. I didn't realize it.
He flipped us off. Captain Picard, let me try and sell you some Geico insurance.
That bird is so good.
Yeah. How can it be any smaller?
It's much smaller than usual.
They're so analytical.
Whoop.
Look. He still finds a way to leap over a chair.
That's fantastic.
little phaser nap is what I like to call it.
Phaser nap?
Yep.
It's the PN.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are they not men?
What and commercial break.
I told them not to do this.
pretty good.
Where'd they go? To do experiments or something? They were just out of town for a while.
Well, they went to go get the thing, the errant photon torpedo. Is that what you mean?
All right, that's what I mean. I forgot what they were out there doing. Just a leisurely Sunday shuttle drive.
Mm-hmm. Drive me, Data.
Everything goes to shit.
Ooh, the T-cell.
Yeah, we had just learned all about it in the early 90s.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
This would have been like 94, right? I think so. The finale was in 94.
T-cells were magic in 94.
I remember my daughter was like 6 months old or something.
What's back there? Move it around.
Oh, yeah. Somebody in a tinfoil blanket.
Oh, really?
It must be a sedated Riker.
That's awful heavy breathing.
I think somebody's back there making it.
Oh, no. I guess Riker's up close.
Oh, there's the Kool-Aid. You was right.
Mm-hmm.
Blue goo.
Would you like some purple stuff or some Sunny D?
Excuse me.
All the better delivered in your fake Picard voice. So good. In my memory, Picard had no hair as captain.
Yeah, no. He always had the
It was
sides.
when they went the to buzz. The movies that he went all shaved.
Oh, that's right. He had no hair in the movies. Are we still of the opinion?
Is he still talking about de-evolving?
Yeah, that's exposition. Do you guys still, the still prevailing theory is that First Contact's the best of the films?
I would say.
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go with it.
I don't know. I think so.
Was that wasn't the Borg one, right?
Yeah, that was the Borg
one. That was the Borg one. Okay, yeah, that was good.
I like that and Nemesis. Those are my two favorites. No one agrees with me on Nemesis, but they're wrong.
I like Nemesis. I agree with you, Scott Johnson.
Good. Yes. Good. Band together because the rest of the world thinks we're crazy.
No.
Oh, Picard de-evolves into a potato. That would make me happy.
That would be great. I'm a potato.
Who knew? I'm a potato.
He needs to devolve into Mr. Potato Head, specifically.
Yep. Swap out his mustache for his basic lips. That'd be great.
A little claymation.
Mm-hmm.
These people are touching everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop it.
Oh, that doesn't even have liquid in it. It's just like a tinted red label.
Was it? Had like a tinted... Yeah.
He put his hand on the other side of it, and there was no refraction of the image.
Nice. Save some money.
Yeah.
Keep the set clean.
Yeah. Heaven forbid you spend any money on a little water and some food coloring.
Well, did they do a cat trope here?
Okay, so the cat turns into a kitten, which is not really de-evolving. That's more like, oh, cat had kittens.
Aww.
That was really fast.
Aww. Yeah, that one, they're way bigger than they should be.
Right.
Uh-oh, because Spot has de-evolved. Oh, what? That's not
what?
Right.
A cat that devolves into a lizard?
Scott,
hold on a minute.
Scott, Spot didn't devolve. Spot completely transmuted.
Yeah, at least Riker and Troy were still recognizable for
right.
what they were.
It's not a cat with lizard features. That's an iguana.
That's terrible, dude.
Oh, and it had the babies first.
That's freaking terrible. bad Star Trek, bad.
Right.
I want to slap him on the hand. That is dumb. And how do we know? It's got the collar on.
The collar
still stayed
on, yes. Yeah.
And the collar shrunk.
That is the stupidest, stupidest thing. I don't remember that at all. It was really bad, you guys.
Well, we couldn't get a saber-toothed tiger.
I thought that's where it was going to go.
Yeah.
I did too. No, just a lizard.
I did the research for this episode on WebMD.
It was great.
Intron.
That's where Rom goes. He goes Intron.
uh,
I love how they make – Star Trek has always had this ability to make these huge medical leaps of just like within hours.
Yeah, within – not even that. Well, minutes for us, hours for them. Oh, whoa. My Netflix just dragged for some reason.
It devolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the engines devolved.
They just spent 15 minutes convincing us that the ship was broken, but Data had no problem operating that panel.
Right.
Not that part. That part's convenient.
Yeah, this part too. This part's perfect working order, despite the lights being down.
With spider webs?
Geordi is part spider.
Geordi should be caveman.
Apparently, the spider decorated the area like you do for Halloween rather than actually building a web.
Well, so who on the ship is reverted to a spider?
Barclay, which makes no sense.
Interesting.
Why is he insectozoid, or however you say it?
Insectozoid.
Oh, right.
Oh, mother of God, that scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, that's him.
Whoa. Now, finally, Picard has some emotion.
Right.
Data, what do you think
there
about this?
There are four shits in my pants now.
There are four quarts of urine.
Are you all right, Captain? I'm... Data?
Oh, because he's having caveman fears.
He's
like
devolving. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I need you to tell me that you're going to go all Deus Ex Machina on this episode, Data. Yeah. Tell me now.
Yeah. He's going to devolve into a TI calculator.
So his fight or flight stuff is his first signs, but Riker's was just being dumb and slow?
Right, yes.
I think they need to get their poops right. I still really makes no sense to me. Also, where is Barclay pulling webbing out of his ass?
Yes.
I've forgotten who's who.
That's not attractive. Oh. Who is that?
Oh, that's Nurse Ogawa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was thinking it was Riker for some reason.
No, he has a mustache and beard.
Okay.
And he's a man.
Whatever.
Like, he's biting his nails.
Oh, he's terrified.
Yeah,
he's gonna devolve into something he's gonna devolve into a chicken, a lactal chicken.
He's gonna devolve into a poodle.
It'll be a little poodle with a little tight little Starfleet sweater on,
right?
A little tag
a
on his
chihuahua,
chest.
A shivering chihuahua.
Shit.
It is large.
Oh right, they haven't seen.
Is this Worf
yet? Worfadillo.
Heavily Worfadillo. Armored Worf. He's a Zerg. It's basically a Zerg Ultra Blisk.
That flashlight. I really want to see this.
I'm so scared I must see it. How will I know whether to fight or flight? Looks like paper. You ever seen paper?
Want some paper?
Put phasers to nap.
Where's Dr. Crusher? She's just a little ginger kid somewhere.
It is so weird to see Picard backing away, nervous.
Yeah, why don't they just beam him into the Bray or something?
Whoa, that part of that door is suddenly made of tinfoil with paint on it.
Right.
Yeah, this is personal. He's still mad at Riker for taking a...
I still can't get over the lizard. It's killing me.
Right.
Stupid.
Do you think they any process the script and said, it's our last season, fine, whatever.
We only thought it'd go one season. I can't even believe we're here.
Did they bring Troy in there?
Actually,
she can't live like that. She's got to be in the
water.
She's just in the pool. She's in
the
tub.
Yeah, although they said that she can assimilate air and water.
Oh, okay.
Because she popped up for a while. And
she totally should have been the chick in the hot tub all the rest of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like Daryl Hannah and Splash.
Worf wants to do it with a fish.
What's going on?
That reminds me of Futurama where He goes, he was dating the, they were at the Lost City of Atlanta, and he was dating that mermaid, and he goes, oh, I wish you had the fish part on the top and the mermaid part on the bottom.
Are you going to fool him? Okay.
It's just too expensive to show all the other cast members, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing. They're cutting corners right and left all over this episode. Yeah.
Why is Data not working on a solution?
He's trying.
My favorite example of cutting corners, they decided not to use all the lights. Saving money here.
Yes. It's like how CSI always operates in the dark.
Yep.
What is Picard turning? Oh my gosh.
Worf-a-saurus.
Worf has turned into enemy mine. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr. and what's his name? The non crazy Quaid?
Randy.
Randy? Or Dennis. Dennis.
That's right. Yes. No, I was just saying Randy.
Something smells like fish.
I am also a non-crazy Quaid.
Yeah, of all the Quaids I know, you're the least crazy of the Quaids.
Look at his face.
Go, just go, dude. If you're so scared, go.
Well, he's got to make sure that he smells the Deanna Troi in a jar that he just got.
And one more spray. That should do it. Got to run now.
He's like the lady at the ZC, or at the freaking Kohl's I go to.
Now, Worf very much sounds like Lou Ferrigno in The Hulk.
Right.
Big time.
Where he should lead him to that cargo bay, remember? It looks like a playroom for him.
Right.
Go in there and bust barrels around.
There you go.
That's it.
That's totally good job. It.
Thanks for the warning.
No problem.
What?
I can barely get through.
Yeah, how come he's not running into any other cave people, crew people?
That's a good point.
Where's everybody else on this boat?
Yeah. There's 1,100 people on this ship.
There should be all sorts of iguanas.
That's right.
Psst, psst. I'm out of here. Sort of. Kind of. Can't lift up. Wow. So weak.
He really is turning into a rooster.
He just be a little crazy rooster by the end. Running around. Oh, gray. Makes me think of the kids.
Oh, mother of gross.
That scared me. That seriously made me jump.
Oh, dude.
What a good jump scares in this.
Did he just excrement on him or pee on
him
or something?
No, it was the spit again, but it looked like pee.
It's more viscous.
Now you only do that like 15,000
domino
times.
Rally.
Cornelius is doing fine, Captain.
Right.
Gotta hurry. I hope Data remembers that I told him to go all Deus Ex Machina.
Sex Machina Data.
Oh, he's already like his arm has.
he's gonna
stuff on
zoom.
It.
No, that was from the acid drop.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Boy, I hope he calibrated that right.
Whatever, who cares?
Oh, that was quick.
Oh. Where's all your hair, Cornelius?
I got it now. We'll send it through the vents.
Captain, it totally worked in like seconds.
Got baby food on you. What's up with that?
I think he yacked.
Spray the shit into the air already.
Yeah, no, right.
Pardon me while I put down the communicator and go throw up.
And in a better mood.
And everything's wrapped up nicely.
Captain's log.
We never saw Crusher.
Imagine the crew that became cavemen and now have to go clean everything up.
Right. It's like, damn man. It. We've only gotten 3 decks done.
No. Yes.
That's all the Barclay we got. I thought
that was like an iPad.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
It does.
Nexus 7.
mini.
Yeah. With all those rubberized cases. It matches your coat very nicely, right. Beverly. Swap me iPads. We're not networked here on the ship, so Wi-Fi is terrible in here.
No, it's not. That is a lie.
Right?
That is not a tradition.
It's usually the most
yes for Lou Gehrig, but that's about it.
Yeah.
No, stop.
Stop talking.
Are you? So.
End this effing episode.
Oh my gosh. Everybody's fine. Everybody's really fine.
Yeah.
You would think they would be a little disheveled, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had time to do her hair this morning, and
they've just been through hell, Brian.
Had to clean all the fish poo out of the tub.
A little makeup
we'll
on
just
that
keep,
face
we'll
bite.
We'll just keep cruising along.
That was a little too easy,
Captain Picard. I'd like to request some new quarters, please.
Mine really stank.
There you go. Like the back room of a pet ranch.
That may be my favorite one we've done. I really like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was great.
Wow.
It was great and terrible at the same
horrible.
Time. No, it's awful, dude. It's awful. Season 7 has one of the best episodes ever made. All Good Things is incredible.
This,
but the rest of that...
This outro song so doesn't fit with the episode.
Yeah.
Right. They should have had somebody do a scary version of the outro music.
We were a caveman for an hour. Well, anyway, there's your Star Trek The Next Generation Season 7 Episode 19 Genesis episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Surely there's more Season 7 fodder for future commentary episodes, I'm sure.
I need you to hold me.
So for me, for Brian, and for Brian and for Randy, we'll see you next time for a whole new... I don't remember what it is next week. It's something.
A movie.
It'll be great. It won't be this. So join us then, won't you? Bye now.